Hello, I'm Pastor Mike Wheaton. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Today, we are interrupting our series on the secret to your best life to share a special message to fathers. And we're going to share a message entitled, A Father's Invitation. A Father's Invitation, but we still would like you to go out to Amazon.com and pick up the book, The Secret to Your Best Life. And there's also a workbook that goes with that. The book is what I describe as preaching, and the workbook is what I describe as teaching. And we want you to pick up both copies if you can. The Secret to Your Best Life, the book and the workbook. But now we're going to get into a message entitled A Father's Invitation. And we want to wish all you fathers out there a happy Father's Day. Let's get into the Word. Vision for where we believe God is taking us and want us to go. And as always, I tell you to get there before you get there. Right now, I'm imagining myself here. Right now, you imagine yourself there. Ushers, imagine yourself on the door. Because we have to get there before we can get there.
All right.
It's called faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence. See, when you go to court, you can't be convicted unless there's evidence. We're not going to be able to build this building unless God can see some evidence.
Some evidence. All right.
Hello, somebody in your faith. There's some evidence that He's able. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bethlehem!
Shalom!
Share the love. And how are we going to share it?
By living it and giving it.
Amen. By living it and giving it. Today we continue in this series, The Secret to Your Best Life. And if you haven't had an opportunity to pick up the book or the workbook, we still have a few available. See myself or Sister Eton, and if there's issue with your finances, God says today you don't have to leave here without the book. Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen.
God wants you to know the secret to your best life. We've been standing on Jeremiah 29:11 throughout this series. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God is trying to encourage somebody. If there's a secret to your best life, regardless of what you're going through right now.
All right.
Because if you read the book, you know the background to this text. This text was written to those who were in exile in Babylon. They were literally slaves. And God sent the prophet to let them know that where you are right now, you're not going to always be there. I've got some plans for you, and it's plans for prosperity. I know some of you think that nothing good can come of you or your life or the situation, but God says the devil is a lie.
Come on.
I got plans for you, and I don't want to harm you. I have hope and a future for you.
Amen.
All right. Amen. That's what somebody needed to hear this morning. Amen.
Amen.
But this morning, we're going to be sharing another chapter from the book about God's provision, Isaiah 40 and 31.
Uh-huh.
Would you please stand in reverence to the word of God? Stand symbolically saying, I will stand on the word of God. This
right.
is the NASB. It reads a little different. Let's read this out loud together at the same time on three. One, two, three.
Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
Amen. You may be seated in the household of the Lord this morning. Some of you that know the context of this text know that this word was written to a people who felt forgotten.
Come on.
They thought that God had forgotten them. And God had to send Isaiah to give them a word about waiting on the Lord, to give them a word about the wings of God, to give them a word about walking with God. And God had to let them know the secret to their best life is to depend on God for their strength.
That's it.
To depend upon God for their strength. And I want you to read the words of this video as it plays. I want you to read the word of this video as it plays, and then we'll get into the word.
But they that wait upon the Lord.
Look like the sound.
Shall renew their strength.
They shall mount up with wings. They shall walk.
Amen. Undoubtedly, this text is known for the wings of an eagle. And you've got to see in the pictures in the video the majestic eagle and how it flies. Yes, eagle, if you've ever heard this text preached before, you know that the wings of an eagle is very powerful. If you ever heard this text preached before, you probably heard about how when the storm comes, the eagle doesn't go low and hide from the storm. But the eagle rises above the storm
And upon the storm, the eagle flies higher and faster than it normally would when the storm comes. So it's a great majestic picture about what should happen when the storms comes in the Christian life. We shouldn't run and hide. We should rise above the storm and spread our wings upon the storms that God allows to come our way. And we should fly faster and higher than we ever did before. But the key to that is knowing that when the storm comes, that doesn't mean that God has left. Hello, somebody. Some people feel forsaken when the storm comes, and they feel that God should protect them from the storm. But what God is trying to do with the storm is to take you higher than you've ever been, and allow you to do some things that you wouldn't normally be able to do when there was not a storm. Hello, somebody. And most of the time, he's trying to get glory from your life when the storm comes. Oh, but if you're going to have victory in the midst of the storm, you can't be like the people in the text, thinking like God has forgotten them or God has forsaken them. You've got to stand on God's word, and you've got to do this first point in the midst of the storm. You've got to spread your wings. Oh, and wait for the winds of God. Hello, somebody. For the word talks about, on the point number one, waiting on God. Yeah. Yet those who wait on the Lord will gain new strength. Those who wait on the Lord. You see, when the storm comes, again, the eagle doesn't run from the storm. It actually waits for the storm. And when the storm comes, the eagle flies higher, because he's waiting on the storm. He's not trying to get away from the storm, but he waits for the storm to take him higher than he's ever been before, to take him faster than he's ever been before. There's somebody in here today. You're going through a storm, but you want to run and hide from the storm. I know we're in Oklahoma, and I know, oh, like Deacon was saying yesterday, his wife, when the storm comes, his wife runs to the storm shelter. Yeah. Hello, somebody, and sits right in. Yeah. Hello, somebody. No, that's not the way the Lord says to do in the midst of a spiritual storm. Come on. Run and hide in your storm shelter. You wait on the storm. Say to your neighbor, wait on the storm.
Wait on the storm.
And really, it's not you waiting on the storm. You're waiting on the God of the storm. You're waiting on God who allowed the storm. You're waiting on God to take you higher than you've ever been. You're waiting on God to take you faster than you've ever gone, because you wait on the Lord. And when you wait on the Lord like that winged eagle, it gives you strength in the midst of the storm. Say to your neighbor, you better get your strength this morning.
You better get your strength this morning.
And wait on the Lord. Because when you wait on the Lord, the text says what? Oh, you gain what? New strength. Hello, somebody. And that storm gives that eagle strength that he didn't have before. That storm, and you think he's a majestic bird, but you see him when the storm comes. Oh, he flies higher and faster. Oh, Lord, in the middle of the storm, why are you hiding? Hello, somebody. Wait on the Lord. Hello, somebody. Say to your neighbor,
neighbor,
why are you hiding? Wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, because when you wait on him, he will give you strength. Hello, somebody. If you came here today and you're feeling faint, oh, you ain't waiting on the Lord. If you came here today and you lost your joy, you ain't waiting on the Lord. If you came here today
day and you can't see the Lord. Oh, you ain't waiting on the Lord. If you came here today and you're depressed and dejected, you're not waiting on the Lord. Because when you wait on the Lord, oh, you get new strength. Somebody came here, barely made it here. Oh, but that's a good place to be when you need strength. But now you got to manifest the word of God in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul. And let that storm know, and let that devil know that this is all about God. And it's not about me. That's how you spread your wings. You say it's all about God, and it's not about me. And I'm going to fly higher. I'm going to go faster. I'm going to depend upon the Lord, and he's going to take me to places that I've never been before because of the storm. Hello, somebody. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, don't be afraid of the storm. Hello, somebody. Ride, oh, on the wings of the storm. Oh, and God will give you new strength. Somebody in here, you don't need to take Red Bull. Oh, it says Red Bull will give you wings. You don't need no Red Bull. Oh, you need to wait on the Lord. All right. Hello, somebody. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, are you in God's waiting room? See, when you're in God's waiting room, you're not worried about nothing. You're not worried about nobody, because God is taking your places. Oh, that you didn't plan to go, but hello, somebody, you're going where the Lord will take you. So as a result, if you can wait on the Lord, God says today, I'm trying to encourage you. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, it says, let us not what? Become weary in what? Doing good. For what? For at the proper time, you will what? Reap a harvest. If what? If you don't give up. Right. Hello, somebody. They was trying to get you to give up because of the storms in life. He wants you to give up. He wants you to think God doesn't care for you. He wants you to think that God has somehow forgotten you. He wants you to give up on doing right. There's somebody here today. You may be a single person trying to live holy, trying to live right. Oh, and you can't find nobody. You want somebody to love you. You want a husband or you want a wife. And you look out in the world and it looks like all those other single people are living it up. Oh, and giving it up. Hello, somebody. You'll get that on the way home. Oh, but you're trying to live holy. Oh, and you're tempted to not allow yourself to wait on the Lord to give you new strength, and you're tempted to give up. Oh, but the way this thing works, if you've got to, oh, spread your wings and fly away, you've got to continue to do good, even when it seems like good is not working out. You've got to, there's somebody listening here at the sound of my voice. You're married, oh, but he's acting crazy. You're married, but she's acting crazy. You're doing right, oh, but everything is going wrong in your life. Oh, he's cussing you out. Hello, somebody. But there's another man on the side smiling in your face. Hello, somebody. Oh, and the devil wants you to give up on your marriage. The devil wants you to give up on your holiness. But God says today, I know where you are, and I know what you're going through. You better spread your wings and wait on me. Don't you give up. Don't you give up. Say to your neighbor, don't you give up in Jesus' name. Say to your neighbor, don't you give up in Jesus' name. God has a time for you. Hello, somebody. And he's going to work it out for you. Hello, somebody. Don't you get weary and doing good. Hello, somebody. Don't you get weary and living holy. Hello, somebody. Don't you get weary and giving to the Lord. Don't you get weary and don't you give up. Hello, somebody. Wait on the Lord. Hello, somebody. Say to your neighbor again, neighbor, you better wait on the Lord. Because that's the way you get strength in the midst of the storm. Hello, somebody. That's the way you get strength in the midst of the storm, the wings of God, it says, and they what will mount up with wings like eagles. It's time for you to mount up this morning. I know last week was hard. I know maybe even yesterday was hard. I know somebody came here and this morning was hard. Because I know that the devil is always busy. Because he never takes a vacation. He never takes a break. Hello, somebody. Sometimes we want to take a break. We want to take a vacation. We want to go to the Bahamas and drink a Bahama Mama. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. The devil ain't ever on no vacation. He ain't ever unsober. Ooh, that's deep. Somebody get that on the way home. He ain't ever unsober. Hello, somebody. Because he's looking and he's scheming and he's trying to destroy all your life in Christ. He's trying to destroy your finances. He's trying to destroy your marriage. He's trying to destroy your children. He's trying to destroy your livelihood. And he's coming after you. Oh, and God says this morning that even though the devil is coming after you, and maybe he has you, oh, last week, maybe you did blow it. Oh, if you were in Sunday school, somebody came this morning and you thought that you blew it. You thought that you were no good. You thought that you failed. But God reminded you this morning in Sunday school that if you confess your sins unto the Lord, that he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. So you may have shown up here and you messed up last week. Oh, well, that's all right. If you confess your sins, then you can begin to mount up on wings as an eagle. Hello, somebody. Say to your neighbor, neighbor! Oh, neighbor, it's time for you to mount up with wings like an eagle. And again, wings of the eagle is most powerful in the midst of the storm. Hello, somebody. Let me say that again. The wings of an eagle is most powerful in the midst of the storm. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what the devil has thrown at you this last week, oh, God says, mount up on these wings and I'll give you strength. And you want to know how powerful God's wings or the wings of an eagle is? This is a good example of how powerful it is in Exodus, oh, I'm getting mixed up. 19:4 says, you yourself have what? Seen what I did to what? Egypt. And what?
How I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
You yourself, that's why history is so important. Oh, in the Bible and in your own life, it says, you have seen this, what I did to Egypt. Egypt was the greatest and most powerful nation on the planet at that time. Egypt, was the America of its day, had more, a lot of power. But God says, and how I carried you on eagle's wings, and I brought you to myself. I carried you on eagle's wings and I brought you to myself. If you ever study the Bible, you'll know that there are certain times in the Bible where miracles happen. Where there was a breakout of miracles. When Jesus showed up on the scene, there was a breakout of miracles. When Moses showed up in Egypt, there was a breakout in miracles. After creation, when there was nothing and God made something out of nothing, there was a breakout of miracles. And God says today, if you're faithful, you'll see how I have the power to break out miracles in your life. I have the power to break out miracles in your life. You know what God did to Egypt. He did everything to Egypt. He showed up and he showed out. And by the time God was finished with Egypt, the people of God had plundered them, had taken all they had, and God had defeated their armies in the middle of the Red Sea. God's wings are powerful. Hello. somebody. So no matter what you're facing this morning, you better remember the wings that God used against Egypt. And he's saying those same wings can help you overcome the situation that you're facing in your life. He's saying this morning, I've got miracle working power. I've got up in here. You're sitting here like, you don't have the victory. You have the victory. If you name the name of Jesus Christ, you have the victory. Yeah, I said, if you name the name of Jesus Christ, you have the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
And Jesus.
Thank you.
Neighbor. Nobody else believe.
I believe.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Say to your neighbor. Neighbor. I'm about ready to mount up.
I'm about ready.
Fly away with the Lord.
Fly away with the Lord.
Hello, somebody. Fly away with the Lord. Because he's telling me that he's got a miracle working power. He's telling me that he's got strength for me. He's telling me he has provision for me. Hello, somebody. He's telling me he has peace for me. That he has joy for me. He's telling me he has victory for me. If I believe in the God of the Bible, if I believe both Old and New Testament about his power. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. The wings of God. God carried them away on eagle's wings. Mm-hmm. And I like where he brought them. He said, I brought you to myself. Many times we think this whole Egypt thing was about the promised land. But really, it was about God himself. He created a nation for himself.
Right.
And God is trying to bring you this morning to himself. Yes. Hello, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
You'll get that on the way home. Mm-hmm. Hello, somebody. Lastly, and then we'll go home. Walk with the Lord.
Amen.
He says, they will walk and not become
weary.
They will walk and not become weary. I don't know about you, but when I walk after a certain time, hello somebody, I get a little tired.
All right.
I get a little weary. And one of the things, when we go to the conventions and we're taking our classes and listening to preaching, one of the things that we do at the convention many times is we're walking. And we walk for miles, and many times you just, when you come back from the conventions, you're just so tired, you just need to rest. Because you're so tired because of all the walking that you do that you wouldn't normally do. Hello, somebody here today, you've been walking, and you've been doing some walking that you wouldn't normally do.
Right.
Hello, somebody. You have to go to some places that you wouldn't normally go, and have to do some things that you wouldn't normally do, and you're getting weary, and you're getting tired. God says today, why don't you walk with me? Hello, somebody. For those of you who have been with the church, you will be reminded of a song that my grandmother used to sing, and she used to sing it from her heart. We don't sing like they sing.
Come on, dog.
Hello, somebody.
Come on,
but she would sing it from her heart, and she would say, "Walk with me, Lord."
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. She'll be on tune.
Yeah.
Walk with me.
Yeah.
And she was singing from a soul. There was something on the inside of her. Maybe it was the pain of everything that she had went through, and the segregation, and everything that she had gone through, and everything that she had seen in her lifetime, of a lifetime full of much pain. And she would sing that song, as they say, from a soul. And she would say, "Walk with me, Lord." I wish somebody in here who could sing it would break out right now. Because I'm not getting it this morning. She's singing from her throat. I can't even sing it from my throat. You know, so. But you would hear them and it would just move you. They would just be groaning and moaning. And it was just something on the inside of you right. That would be stirred up. Because, oh, she really wanted to, Jesus to walk with her.
Yes,
hello, somebody.
Yeah, Lord.
She really wanted Jesus to walk with her. And she was singing from her soul, crying out to the Lord.
Yeah.
Walk with me. Walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, somebody. Oh, if you don't know, you better learn.
Right.
Hello, somebody. That you need Jesus to walk with you. When you walk and leave from this place and you've got to go and deal with what you left behind, you need to know that Jesus is walking with you. You need to know that your elder brother is going before you in that marriage. You need to know your elder brother is going before you at that job. You need to know your elder brother is going before you in your finances. You need to know that your elder brother. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. I don't agree with this theologian at all. His name was Kanye, and he had a song that said that Jesus walks. And I don't know how he came up with that principle, because that was the right principle. He probably was doing it in the wrong way. But Jesus does walk. Hello, somebody. You want Jesus to walk with you. This story may be told too many times, but it's a perfect example of what happens when God walks with you. And you know the story about the footprints in the sand. And the man said, he was praying with the Lord while I looked at my life. And then on the good days of my life, I can see two footprints of sand, footprints in the sand, in the good times in my life. Oh, and it seemed like that you were walking with me only in the good times. But in the bad times of my life, I can only see one set of footprints in the sand. And Jesus had to explain to him, because when you were walking with me in the good times, you didn't need my help. But in the bad times, you didn't have one set of footprints in the sand. And because I am carrying you during that time, in Jesus' name, go ahead and give out another hand clap of praise up in here. Up in here, when you walk, with Jesus, he can carry you in bad times. Oh, say to your neighbor, you better walk with God.
Walk with God.
In Jesus' name. Because in the bad times, he's the one who carries you. Hebrews 12:3.
Yes, sir.
Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, and so that you are what?
Not grow weary.
And what?
And lose
heart. Some of you are going through the same thing that Jesus went through. You got some haters in your life.
Come on, God.
And they're always coming against you. It seems like you can't do nothing right, even though you're living right.
Come on.
because they're always coming up against you. They're always nagging at you. They're always picking on you. They're always making up stories about you. But you're living right and you're living holy. But they're coming against you and saying that you're everything but a man or a woman of God. They're coming against you and it seems like you can't do nothing right. Oh, it seems like that there is no hope. Oh, you want to give up. You want to lose heart because it seems like that you're outnumbered. Or it seems like that old mate of yours is being used of the devil. Oh, but God says this morning, walk with me and listen to me. And don't give up. And don't lose heart because I'm able to give you strength. I'm able to give you hope. I'm able to give you might. I'm able to give you peace of mind. I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you ask or imagine. Don't let the hater stop you. Don't let the devil stop you. God is able. God is able. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything you ask or imagine. But you got to walk with him. Say to him, walk with him in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet and say to your neighbor, Garden of Gethsemane, had to pray these immortal words, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. And when he prayed that prayer, he had to mount up with the wings of an eagle and be taken to a course and committed of crimes that he didn't commit. He had to be beaten, mocked, and scorned. But even in that, he was waiting on the Lord. But he was waiting on his Father. They put a cross on his back, led him through the streets of Jerusalem. Even then, he was waiting on God the Father. They put him and took him to that hill called Golgotha. Nailed him to the cross, and he literally had to stretch his arms like an eagle stretches his wings. And he had to depend upon the power of God, not to deliver him, but to keep him there, to die for our sins. And he gave up the ghost that day. He died for our sins. And they took him from that cross, where his arms were spread and like an eagle. And they thought that he had the victory. He stayed on that first day. They thought he had the victory, but they forgot that on the cross he had spread in his wings like an eagle. He forgot that they forgot that he was depending upon the power, the strength of God on the second day. They thought that they had the victory. But because he had spread his wings on that cross, God raised him up on the third day. On the third day with all power in his hands. Oh, because he spread his wings on the cross.
He was raised the third day. Oh, and he was raised from the dead. Today, somebody can be raised today. Because if you believe that Jesus died for your sins, was buried and raised again on the third day, then today you can be saved. Today. Spread your wings and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, by His power alone, as we learned in Sunday school, you can be saved. And once saved, always saved. Is there somebody here that wants to sit down and see and give your life to Jesus Christ?
I want to thank you for listening today, and we want to take this opportunity to describe the ABCs of salvation. The A of salvation is accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The B of salvation is believe in your heart. And the C of salvation is to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you can do those three things today, then you can be saved. If you can believe that Jesus Christ is God's only Son, that He died for your sins and was buried and raised again on the third day, then today you can be saved. And you can pray a simple prayer of salvation and just ask God into your heart to accept, believe, and confess today, and you will be saved. If you pray a prayer of salvation, we want you to become a part of a church home. If you're anywhere near Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, we want to see you at the Bethlehem Baptist Church. I want to thank you for listening. May God bless you and keep you here. Hello again. This is Pastor Michael Eaton. I want to once again thank you for listening today. We want to encourage you to go out and pick up my book and workbook entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, The Secret to Your Best Life, the book and the workbook. And if you'd like to save a little money, you can get both the book and workbook on Kindle. Again, it's entitled The Secret to Your Best Life, and you can pick it up at Amazon.com, or you can order it at any major bookstore. Pick up copies for yourself and send a copy to a family member or a friend. Thank you for listening. And may God bless you and keep you is my prayer.